When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Hello and welcome to the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. I'm Joseph Shepherd and I'm joined today by the legendary Miss Tammy Brown. Now, we got a little kooky on the talk show, Tammy, but now it's time to get a little bit more intimate. So, hi, Tammy.
Hi, Joseph.
We were just talking earlier and you asked me what?
What corporate jobs you quit, and how was your who was your first guest on your show?
Yeah, so predominantly all production. So I worked on a little television show called The Doctors, which was like a daytime show. And then, like I told you, I did The View. I did Rachel Ray. I did a show with Tyra Banks and Chrissy Teigen called Fab Life.
And how was Tyra?
A bitch.
Why is everybody such a bitch?
See, that's what I want to know. I hope I'm not a bitch.
Well, it makes me feel like I don't want to meet Tina Turner, because I was watching Lucia Mendes on that show that's on Netflix right now, that new show where they got a bunch of the Mexican divas together.
Yeah.
And the soap opera stars and whatnot, and she's just really running amok. And I'm like, really, Lucy? I cannot believe this. I don't know if I want to work with you.
So Tina Turner.
Yeah, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner is from a little town in Tennessee right north of where I grew up.
Okay. Brownsville and Nutbush, those areas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My family's from Humboldt, so it's right outside of the little Nutbush area. Were you, like, raised on Tina?
Tina just sort of came along later on in 1994.
I was about to say 2000.
No, not 2000, 1994. And then it just kind of stuck after watching the impersonation with Angela Bassett on the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. Did you go to, have you been over there since they built rebuilt the schoolhouse and there's like a little Tina museum in there?
No.
There's a Tina museum.
Have you been?
No, I haven't gone yet. I'm not that far in where I'll do certain things. I used to collect magazine covers and I collect the albums, the disc biography and stuff like that on vinyl. But I don't know. I used to collect all those little Hanes hosiery bags too. I used to have a huge collection of those.
Really? What else did you collect?
I did recently buy the Barbie doll. But I'm taking her out of the box, the Tina Barbie.
Oh, the Tina Barbie. I was like, oh, Barbie doll? Okay.
The Tina Barbie. And I found myself a Dolly Parton doll, a Dolly Parton Barbie doll, or not a Barbie, but a Dolly Parton doll in a bin, actually, and I took her out with us. I know what this is. So I'll just put Tina out of the box with all the vintage Kens I have, and then she can be up there with the other dolls.
Do you have a Trixie Mattel doll?
No, I don't have a Trixie Mattel doll.
She
should have
gave you one.
She gave me a bunch of makeup.
Okay. Hey.
That I can't talk about yet because it's not released yet, but she gave me some makeup and stuff, which is really nice. And there's a Manila Luzon doll.
Yes.
I had one of those, but I gave it to a friend.
You didn't want the pineapple?
No, it wasn't that. I think it was the cross-eyed spaghetti one.
Oh.
Manila Luzon cross-eyed spaghetti. How did I get my cross-eyes back in the day, you ask? Well, I'll tell
you. Did you have cross-eyes?
Oh, no, I've done that before. But you know how I got them was looking at old pictures of Josephine Baker pre-Paris.
And that's how you got cross-eyed?
Well, that's how I practice cross-eyes and would do photos. That's why I have wiggly jiggly eyes all the time and stuff that people always ask me when I do photo shoots to do.
My mom always told me that if I made eyes, then they would get stuck.
Oh, yeah? That's not true. It's good to practice. That's why you'll have that eagle vision.
Do you have good vision?
Yeah, I have good vision.
Like 2020?
2020, yeah. Oh. You don't do eye exercises?
What are eye exercises?
Cross your eyes, look long distance, pray that you have healthy eyes, things like that.
No, yoga. I don't. There's eye yoga?
Yeah, there's eye yoga, up and down with the eyes, crossing them, doing things with them in different exercises, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty. I'm trying to do, now I can't even look up.
You can't even look up. down. We'll keep practicing. They're going to get better and better. I always chant that that's something I learned from Tina Turner, which is known, but I always chant that I see from my heart, that I speak from my heart, and then I also, that I listen from my heart.
Speak, listen.
Speak, listen, see, and talk.
See and talk.
Oh, God, talk is listening. Oh, my ass hurts.
Oh. Uh-huh. Is your heart in your ass?
It could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I shit it out. It would have been in my ass if I shit it out. Yeah. How about that?
How about that? Mm. Do you go back and forth between Texas and California?
Not so much right now, but I have been going, I've gone back and forth. At the beginning of COVID, the first 6 months I was there in Texas, but I was like, I can't handle this anymore. I have problems when I'm in Texas a lot.
With what?
But with Governor Abbott,
Hot Wheels. Yes. Why is he called Hot Wheels?
Because he's in a wheelchair. He's a disgrace to the handicap Olympians. I will say it again. He's a disgrace to the handicap Olympians. And he has a Hispanic wife, and he likes to use that. He said that in the Uvalde shooting that it could have been worse.
Yeah, and that's disgusting.
And then he likes to hide because he is a racist, and he likes to hide behind that he has a Hispanic wife while he reaches up to shake Donald Trump's hand from his little podium.
So, not that big of a fan of Texas governor. What are you a fan of in Texas?
Well, speaking of Texas, recently with the freeze they had now, this January would be 2 years or whatever. One of my best friends, dear friends, his mom passed away because of she was on dialysis and the freeze and stuff. So, caused too much stress to her body, which a lot of people died. I was talking to someone and they have a whole list of how many people died because of that.
Because of the power grid.
Uh-huh.
And it froze out, yeah.
And it froze out, climate change and all.
That's awful.
So, and then, of course, we have Ted Cruz. But in Provincetown, there was other Texans there this summer when I was there. And they were feeling down. And I thought, well, what I have to do, I'm also kind of sad that I'm from Texas and that there's so much crap going on. And it's so backwards. Marijuana isn't legalized. And you don't have rights being gay, and they're trying to take the word gay away and all this kind of idiotic stuff, and Ted Cruz out there banning. I said, well, you know what I have to do is I have to step up to the plate and be an example and be a change for Texas and be a role model. I'm not going to retreat. I'm just going to stay and do what I have to do or do what I have to do when I'm there.
Yeah.
And be a role model, so to speak.
And I think that the thing, too, that I always think about is like when people have like the Don't Say Gay bill and they have all of these things, I always look at it and I always just would love to talk to somebody and just be like, how is this affecting you? Because I think that that's the biggest thing. Like, people have an issue with gay people because of what, quote unquote, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, how is it hurting you?
Well, the most hypocritical thing about that, this with the Bible and all. Well, in the Bible, it says follow the law of the land. So it's a law. You can get married and whatnot. That's law of the land. Why are we not following the law of land? For example, you don't go to, like, everybody's having a major issue in China with Muslims, being taken out. Well, China, they don't practice Muslim. They don't practice these, like I practice Buddhism. We don't have a Buddhist church, or we don't have a Buddhist center there because it's the law of the land. You know what I mean? That's the law. China practices what they practice. This is what we should practice, what we practice. And, the Bible does say to follow the law of the land. When they came here with the Bible to the Americas, America, which is the whole continent, because the United States of America is a country within the Americas. They didn't follow the law of the land. They killed everybody that practices their laws. So how about that?
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Shake your snakes.
Laws. Have you broken any?
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught?
Have I ever been caught? Yes, I've been caught. It's known that I was thrown in jail twice.
Twice?
Twice. Second time I was escorted out there like a Kardashian.
Okay, so time one, what did you do?
Huh? I learned from my sister how to pick up traffic cones. And our redneck police officer thought it was cute to throw me in jail for the night, which was rather expensive at the time for me, the penalties and everything.
So you were picking them up? Were you taking them?
We were taking them. We were going to dispose of them like my sister did, have fun with them, whatever.
Yeah. Why not?
It's a traffic stupid cone. Kid thing.
Yeah.
And so we were thrown in jail.
Both you and your sister?
No, me and a pal. Me and my gal pals. And all so there we were.
Your sister got away scot-free.
Yeah, but she had done other things. I mean, she had done this stuff, and we weren't even with her when we did it. We were just following the lead, you know?
Time two.
Time two was my DUI. Uh-huh. And they treated me well in there, put me in my own room, of course. They couldn't clock the wig. And they escorted my sister and, you know, a family member, family, mm-hmm. gays, family. They say family for gays. So I don't know if a lot of people don't know that, but that's a term, family. And she said, well, what are you doing in here? You shouldn't be in here. And she escorted me out of there. So.
Well, that's nice.
That was nice. Felt like a Kardashian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Paris Hilton or Nicole Richie when they were in a jail for one night and then they got out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That show. What was that show?
The Simple Life.
The Simple Life, yes.
Did you watch that?
No, but a friend of mine did all the time. We'd talk about it.
Yeah. It was such a good show at the time to see these people that were rich and entitled just doing the most random things. Mm-hmm. If you mm-hmm. had to be paired with a queen to do random things all over the U.S. and you can't say Kelly Mantle, who would it be?
Another queen, who would it be? I'm going here. Karen from finance.
Oh, that'd be good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's always doing things with me. I'll do things with her.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. you go.
Shout out, Karen from finance.
Shout out, Karen from mm-hmm. finance. You go back and forth between Texas and here, mm-hmm. and you live in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of surfing, sand, all of that? Do you do that?
Well, we don't have surfing in Long Beach. Because we have these breakers that are put in, mm-hmm. and you can't surf because the breakers break the waves, you know, block the waves from coming in.
They
which
have
also
breakers? Like yeah. you can break waves?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They're breakers put in the water, and they actually stagnate the water as well, which is a problem. And one of my goals would be to remove those breakers from the water. It's a campaign. Hopefully we can get it done in my lifetime.
I mean,
there is a campaign to get the breakers
out. To get the breakers out?
Yeah, there is.
Maybe you can be the face of it.
And then there would be surfing in the city. And I do like the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. they're great, beautiful melodies.
Do you notice differences in different, like, do you go to different beaches when you travel?
All over the world. I was just in the Black Sea, filming some of my Summer Angel video with Ilium.
You were filming in the Black Sea for your video? That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And it's really beautiful. In Bulgaria, the Black Sea mm-hmm. was beautiful. Oh, it was just amazing. Well, because the moon was up, you know, so, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's beautiful to go to the beach when the moon is up. I mean, full moon because the water, it's illuminating the water, the tide's out, and there's so much more beach and stuff. It's real pretty.
Can you drink on the beach there?
They do lots of things there that one shouldn't do. Well, they break the rules there. They're Bulgarians. You're not going to tell them they can't do it.
Are we talking like breaking the rules of like sticking it in?
Sticking it in.
Yeah, like a penis.
What do you mean?
Like sex.
Well, they do have gay pride there, yes.
So when gay pride happens, the beach is fun?
Well, I learned how to make bainitsa.
What's bainitsa?
Bainitsa.
My?
By.
Bainitsa.
Bainitsa.
Bainitsa. What is that?
Bainitsa is a bread with a phyllo dough, and it's layered with cheese, phyllo dough, cheese, phyllo dough, cheese, phyllo dough, cheese, then baked in the oven. It's very good. And every family, every person usually makes it their own style mm-hmm. and their own form of it.
So you have collaborated with many a queen. You had Kylie in your Soothsayer mm-hmm. video. You've worked with Kelly Mantle, Trixie Mattel. Are there any queens that you absolutely love working with? Do you like working with all of them?
Well, you told me earlier not to say Kelly Mantle, but I like working with some queens that are not as famous or not as well known. I like working with Jules from Long Beach. I've always mm-hmm. worked with her for years. I've always been able to work well with Raja, and I always worked well.
Then what happened?
If you can get her not to be so highfalutin. I pretty much work well with everybody. You know what I mean? It's not a problem to do that. And people like to open up to me and share secrets. So I'll always let them do that and analog it in my head.
You're like you said, people approach you and they want to tell you things. Mm-hmm.
And here we go. I don't have time for queens that if you're going to have an attitude backstage or you're coming in like you're bigger than life. I mean, who wants to deal with that?
Is there anybody that you dream of collaborating with?
A dream of collaborating with. I really would like to work with Lucia Mendes, but I'm scared now. I would like to work with, it would be fun to work with a mandolier.
Mm.
That'd be a fun combo, I think. Tina would have always been fun to work with. I would have loved to have been on the David Letterman show. But that's also gone as well.
Yeah, it is gone.
So I don't know.
You wouldn't want to be on Jimmy Fallon?
You know, I would like to be on those shows, but they say that those shows are kind of passé.
What's passé?
In from the past.
Oh. That's why we're doing what we're doing right here. The current, the future.
Well, this is what it is nowadays. Yeah. These are the ways of doing it. These get, you know, these are the people that are tuning in and watching these things. People tune into, you know, the internet and stuff instead of CBS, NBC, you know, Discovery Plus.
Discovery Plus, NBC, mm-hmm. Peacock, streaming services. Do you have a lot of streaming services?
I don't have Netflix. Sometimes I borrow my friends. I do like Amazon Prime. I do like YouTube, but I just go on the internet and watch that.
Yeah.
I don't have a membership.
Yeah.
And skip the commercials.
Speaking of commercials, let's take a break. Welcome back. We're here with Tammy Brown. Mm-hmm. I'm chit-chatting with you on Sissy That Talk mm-hmm. Show mm-hmm. podcast. Mm-hmm. Tammy, your career has spanned many a years. Mm-hmm. Your career, you've done so many things. You also have your dolls that you make. Mm-hmm. Is there something in your career that you haven't done yet that you want to?
Well, I haven't been able to. I'm going to open a boutique. I mean, I want a boutique line of garments, and maybe I'll have pop-up shops, different line of garments that I'm selling right now on the website. It's Tammy Brown. It's Planet Tammy. Planet Tammy is the website. It's Tammy Brown's my YouTube channel. But I would like to have the Roadhouse, the club. I would like to have a club, a proper club, dinner club with, you know, acts and shows and stuff. And of course, we would do a Sunday brunch, huh?
So when you say a dinner club, like mm-hmm. what are we thinking? What are we envisioning?
A dinner club like from the 1940s, the 1950s, like a jazz club, a proper club. There's club members like the Yacht Club or whatnot. And the club members, they can, they'll be members and their membership pays for my corsages.
Hey. Do you have a name?
Huh?
Do you have a name?
It's going to be the Schubert.
The Schubert.
Mm-hmm, the Schubert.
After your last name.
I would like that, yes. My legal last name, yes. My birth name.
I like that.
But I don't want people coming up to me and say, hi, Miss Schubert, or whatever. Go fuck yourself. you're not getting close to me, and that's not how we get close. You say hi first. But anyhow, my eyes, allergies running here. But I do want the Schubert. I really want the business. That's what I really want. And then, you know, as I get older, I'll host there, and mm-hmm. I'll sit people down at their table or maybe sip some champagne with them.
I see on your Instagram when I am checking you out that you have had pictures with a lot of trolls. Do you collect troll dolls?
Yeah, I like trolls. Do you know the reason trolls are called trolls?
No, why?
Is because they were some mountain people or whatever, and the Christians didn't agree with them, so Christians called them trolls because they didn't practice Christianity. How about that? Clock the T.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How many troll dolls do you think you have?
Well, I have way over 100 of them.
All sizes?
All sizes. A lot of them are oxidizing. That means when the plastic is decaying, so they're releasing cancers.
Do you know when they're oxidizing?
Yeah, like, you can feel the plastic. I don't know if you notice when plastic oxidizes, but there's a way to cure that. It's with mycobiology. The mushrooms can eat the plastic away.
How you want your body to go.
Mycobiology, it's the way to go. Paul Stamets. There's also Amazing Mushrooms, I think, is a documentary that's on Netflix.
Oh, yes. I just watched that.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
And I've been studying Paul Stamets since 2016. And I believe in him. I believe it works. So
troll dolls.
Yeah, I like the trolls. We started collecting those, I think, like in the summer of 88.
Wow, so you've been collecting for a while.
Uh-huh, and I started with rust trolls, and then there's the damn trolls. And I want to go, I'm planning on going to RuPaul's Drag Con, UK, and from there I will go to Denmark,
mm-hmm.
and I will go to the Thomas Dam Troll Museum.
They have a troll museum.
That one. And they, there's another troll museum here in Ohio.
Okay.
And I want to go to that one too, maybe this November. But the January is to go over there to Denmark and check out the Troll Museum.
Are troll dolls the only thing that you collect, or do you collect other things?
I collect quality.
Quality.
No, I like to do some Christmas ornaments and some things like that, vintage ones. I like to collect mm-hmm. that. I like to collect garments, certain clothes and things, jewelry. I have a huge jewelry collection.
Mm-hmm. How do you determine the difference between collecting and hoarding?
Well, hoarding, that's a different story. We don't have a problem with hoarding, but collecting is one thing. You got to let things go. If you want to sell things, let things go. Always do that. I've been around too many people that hoard, and it's not fun.
Not fun at all.
And sometimes you got to watch. There's a fine line as well. Like, you have to take action and use the stuff, not just collect and let it pile up. You have to use it.
Yeah, use it or lose it.
That's like you asking career goals as well. They would also to be to have my Schubert. I would like a studio kitchen. I would like my own TV show, which would be a variety show. Variety interviews as well with people. And then cooking as well, and a little traveling segment mixed in.
Well, you, speaking of segments and recording stuff and everything, you had your Halloween spectacular.
Correct.
And I saw yesterday that you had a picture with Johnny McGovern.
Correct.
Are you shooting more stuff? Like, what's coming down the pipeline? What's that?
Well, if you would like to come in sometime, a big bopper interview, all we are doing that over there. Over there, I say, because the studio, we're not supposed to mention their name because I'm not producing it and they are. But anyhow, you can come on and do that show sometime if you'd like. It's called Tammy Talks.
Okay, and so what is the...
We've had Jackie Beat so far. Manella Lazon flaked on me. And she didn't even call us to say no. What's up with flaky queens? I don't get this business.
I don't know. I've had a lot of experiences with flaky queens.
Flaky fucks.
Flaky fucks.
They once said that if in California, my psychology teacher that we had in college, he said that if you get California and you... just get rid of the gays or something, and you get rid of something, the nuts and the gays, all you're going to be left with is a couple flakes.
It's true. It's true.
I don't understand that. Jackie showed up even though she was feeling ill because she had one of the booster shots and she came, but not in her full gish. Who came, or full burgalia, all dolled up for the dolls. Oh. Anyways, the one that was on there, Sherry Vine was on.
Okay.
And Trixie and Katya and Johnny McGovern. Then we also had, who else? I had a friend of mine, Sammy Espinoza. He's an artist, actor, and also he's indigenous. So we talked all about indigenous rights, and we talk about indigenous culture and everything. It's more casual conversation with people. And then we have wacky games.
What's a wacky game?
Wacky games, like making balloon sculptures.
Oh. Are you good at making balloon sculptures?
You know, I do my best. Mm-hmm. If that answers anything.
Yeah, no.
So that's what we're doing with that show.
What else? Because I know that you said you've been working on music.
Yeah, music. I'm going this afternoon after we're done with this. I'm going to go and work with Markaholic on a new song called Time Machine, which will be the theme for my cabaret show for next year.
Cabaret show.
And then we'll release some new video clips too with that. I'm going to produce some new video clips for next year with that too. Space Waitress was an idea we've had a while. So we're going to create Space Waitress and she'll be a clip within the show. And Time Machine, we're going to go backwards and forward. It's a time machine so I can do other things and themes and talk about stories of my life within the show.
Oh, speaking of your life,
mm-hmm.
What is a normal day in the life of Tammy Brown like? Like, we see Tammy Brown, we see you, you know, in your comedy shows, we see you on YouTube, we see you on Instagram Live. If somebody were to spend a full day with you, what would they experience?
Well, if it's a Tuesday, Tuesday is always laundry day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to a laundromat or do you have laundry in your place?
I'm lucky enough that we have, where I'm living in Long Beach right now, we have a laundry within the building.
That's good.
You know, it's always nice to have a laundry in the house. That was, I used to thank God every day when I used to live at 2625 East 17th Street because we had a washer and dryer there at the house.
That was always the best.
They are the best. It's too much going to the washateria and whatnot. A normal day would probably, I'd get up, I'd like to say around nine in the morning, and then I'll proceed to making my tea. I love tea. It's one of my favorite things on the planet, black tea, and I get the Persian kind. And then, which I have to shop around at Persian stores, like John's Market. They have a lot of great teas in there. Anyways, and then have my tea, chant. I'll chant at least an hour. I'd like to chant an hour a day.
Where do you find these chants from?
Oh, I chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, like Tina Turner, and many other people. Wayne Schroeder, Herbie Hancock. jazz musicians. But where do I find that? I found it at the SGI, Soka Gakkai International, which means Value Creating Society. And so I've been chanting for 22 years.
What does that sound like?
It sounds like Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, you know, like that. And then you just get like going that. And you chant and you visualize what it is you want, because we believe that earthly desires are enlightenment. And through chanting, you change your insides. And when you change your insides, your aura is going to change around you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a reflection. So... And I do that and then proceed to whatever else I have to do, check my emails and all the other stuff. And I like to cook, so we're going to cook one meal. And usually I've been doing a lot more intermittent fasting. And I also get in a, if I can get in a bicycle ride that day, or my yoga and some sort of calisthenics.
So you're pretty much independent.
Always independent, disciplined.
Always independent and disciplined.
Mm-hmm. Being on the road has been difficult. That is kind of difficult, because then I like, oh, I also study Nawalt. I've been studying Nawalt in this decade of my life right now. In the 40s, I'm going to learn other languages so I can speak 7 languages of love. but I want to learn. I've been learning Nawalt, which has been difficult to study because the class is on a Thursday night.
What is that?
Nawalt is the Aztec language. Is Nawalt, and okay. I'm studying in the Veracruz dialect from Veracruz. That's where Cortez actually came in with the Conquista and New America or New Spain. But so Nawalt is like certain learning words and learning how to conversate. And my teacher's indigenous, and he can't. In Mexico, the indigenous people can't speak up, but I can because I'm an influencer. They can't speak up because they end up missing. It's a thing still going on to this day. Oh. Missing and murdered indigenous women, or people that politically talk out, or they go missing or stand up for their land and property. But anyhow, but I'm learning Nawalt. And for example, Quetzalcoatli, Quetzal, which you probably heard like Quetzalcoatl, which means it's the name of a god, but it also means beautiful. Quetzalcoatli is good. Quetzalcoatli.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And like Sempoal Solchil is a marigold.
You said Sempa.
Sempoal.
Sempoa.
Solchil.
Solchi.
Solchil, yeah. Sempoal Solchil is a 20 petal flower. And then if you say Quetzalcoatl is the real name of the poinsettia before the ambassador of Mexico from the United States came and changed the name to poinsettia. And in Mexico, they call the poinsettia and other places in South and Latin America, whatever they call it, like the crown of the Andes or La Noche Buena, which means the good night. But its real name is Quetzalcoatl. And it also, if women eat it, women of all ages, even grandmothers, they're going to lactate.
Oh.
The Europeans didn't know that the it's a good flower. It helps you lactate. It has medicinal purposes.
What happens if a male eats it?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think it would be like...
I haven't tried it.
We got to get you to try it.
Well, maybe you can try it.
Yeah, maybe I will try it.
Maybe squirting and jerking.
We'll squirt and jerk in with the erotic art.
All right. How about that?
Polaroids.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
Anyhow. But yeah, I've been studying that. I would like to learn. So I want to learn Bulgarian. I should try to learn Portuguese because I'm always going to Spain. But I have such a problem with the Portuguese. It's just like, I don't know. 1 minute you're speaking French and 1 minute it sounds like you're speaking Italian. I don't know what's going on. That's not Spanish. Saudades, saudades, Brazil. That's like, I'm missing you, Brazil.
How many languages do you know?
I only know 2 right now.
Okay. And so we got to expand it to 5 more.
5 more, yeah. We'll see. I'm working on it. I've been learning some Bulgarian, so that's good. And I made some friends, so I'll learn with them. Baba is grandmother.
Baba?
Baba. Mm-hmm.
I like it when people call their grandmother Booby.
Booby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think it's funny.
Booby.
So you've been talking about living, and I would love to know, what is 3 pieces of advice that you have for living?
First of all, which I've been saying and you're going to be hearing a lot anyways, is first of all, it is trust no one, always be nice.
Trust no one, always be nice.
Yes, I think that's very important. And this is, there's no disclaimers in life, you know? And at any moment here in the United States, of the Americas in the United States, you can be shot down and the government's not going to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do about it? There you go. And the grass isn't always greener. That's another thing.
What color is the grass?
Well, sometimes it's spotted because your dog's been pissing on it.
And Tammy, my last question for you is, what is Planet Nine like?
Well, it's actually, Planet Nine is that movie, that Ed Wood movie. So I think we had to change it to Planet 10.5. Copyright issues.
Okay, so Planet 10.5.
We did say that we had two moons, but I'm okay with one.
You're okay with one?
Mm-hmm.
Is your moon full?
From time to time. I don't always want to be swept out.
Yeah,
by the tide.
You don't always need a full moon.
But I do like to watch it glisten.
Before we go, Tammy, I would love to know what you have coming out. I know that you have talk show. What else we got? What do we have?
We're working on Tammy Talks, which is the podcast and it's filmed. So it's both. It'll be on YouTube. We'll be working on the, like I said earlier, we'll be working on the Time Machine, which will be the story for next year. And I'll continue on working with music. I'm also working on a line, a new line of, well, a new series of rag queens, which they'll be called the, they're going to be the Nude Collection or the Raw Collection. They'll be nude, but it's the Raw Collection. And we'll see if I can get those done.
When you say the Nude Collection, why is it nude?
Well, because it's going to be all natural, like bodies. Mm. But chicks with dicks, things like that. Come for me. Come on. Ready? Because it's a thing. And there is a lot of straight men out there like that like chicks with dicks.
That is true.
It's a thing. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Tammy, where can everybody find you on the social medias?
Well, of course, you can find me on Planet Tammy, which is my website. Then we have Planet Tammy on TikTok. We have my LLC, Planet Tammy. Then we have, we have Instagram, Planet Tammy. And then YouTube, it's Tammy Brown, which we'll be releasing a lot of new material on there.
Ooh, what can we expect?
Huh?
I said, what can we expect?
Well, you can expect Tammy Talks and then hopefully the Summer Angel video very soon. And then you can go check out all the other videos. And you can also check me out on the Out TV channel.
Yes, you are on the Out TV channel.
Yes.
Do you do cameos? I heard you talking about cameos. What's your opinion? You don't like them?
I like cameos just fine. I just don't like the pressure they put on me and the dullards that they hire to work for them that clog up my booth at DragCon. Bam.
They clogged up your booth.
Oh, yeah. They stand there and want to talk, and people are in line. I'm like, can you shoo? Buzz, buzz, buzz. Okay. Oh, really? I called the other day to say, I'm having some problems with my cameo. And then that bitch texts me back. She goes, she didn't answer her phone. And she says, well, I'm sorry. I wasn't feeling really good today. And she never fucking called me back. Well, I don't care. You're sitting in bed. You can pick up the phone and fucking call me back.
Yeah.
And do the troubleshooting I need you to do. Because I had a good person and they sent her off to work somewhere else.
Cammy, no.
Well, and then they put too much pressure and Cameo takes like 25% out of, you know, each cameo. And then sometimes the app takes out and it varies. And it's just like, oh, they always want you in drag all the time. Oh, the pressure. First world problems, hashtag poor celebrity.
Hashtag poor celebrity. Thank you so much, Tammy, for being here and for chatting it up with me on the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. Thank you all so much for listening to the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. And thanks again to my fabulous guest, Miss Tammy Brown. I'm Joseph Shepherd, and we want you to subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode of your now favorite podcast on your favorite podcast app. And if you haven't already, make sure to check out the Sissy That Talk Show on YouTube. Totally different thing. You guys should totally check it out.
Swell.
Swell!
Sissy That Talk Show podcast is a Moguls of Media and Forever Dog production. Hosted by Joseph Shepherd. Produced by Big Dipper, Joe Cilio, and Mariah Nicholas. Engineered by Margot Padilla. And edited by Doug Robertson.